Chaf Vav Shvat, we're holding in Siman Samech Hei, which is the beginning of Hilchos Ribbis. We're going to Si'if Ches. So as the Kitzo introduces this interesting lav, there's actually, as we'll see, many lavin transgressions that a person could transgress and how severe this Avera is. And yet at the same time, it needs a lot of extra warnings because of the fact that it's so easy to fall into this trap. And the reason for that is because naturally a person has an incredible craving for money. That's the way we were created, so don't be surprised. And especially when it comes to the Issa of Ribbis, which is something that a person usually, when it comes to stealing, or even like we discussed, I know, where a person is overpricing, first of all, a person could protect himself. Number two, when it comes to Ribbis, what is Ribbis? Interest. If I'm charging you interest, in a way, I feel like I'm doing you the biggest favor. Why am I doing you a favor? Because at the end of the day, you're going to make so much money, so I'm going to lend you with interest. Not only that, the borrower, the loive, is interested in paying me. We're not hiding anything. And that's the reason why there's such an incredible introduction of how careful one has to be, and to the degree the severity is. As the Kitzur points out, that if a person is over in the Isser of Ribbis, we'll see that there's difference between the Reis and the Rabbanan, but a person could lose Tchias HaMesim. Interestingly enough, that's based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel that says, B'neshech Nosan V'Sarbis Lokach V'Chai Lo Yichah, he won't live. And for some reason, that's hinted Dafke in Yecheskel, maybe because Yecheskel speaks about Tchias HaMesim. Says something to note, it's not written in the Torah, but the Torah itself has many lavin. And let's go through it. The Kitzur says, Malve is over six lavin. If the loive is over three, and not only that, the seifa, that means describe the witnesses and the guarantor, transgressing one lav. Even the sarsul, which is the broker who's helping, could also be over a lav, and that's the iser of lifnei iver lesita mirshol. And that's why it's so important. The Moshe points out the reason. The truth is that people that prepare documents have to make sure the secretaries, partially a regular secretary, could be preparing a document from lawyers and easily be transgressing the Isser of Ribbis, meaning the Lifnei Iver aspect. I just actually was involved in a big business investment company, and they wanted to make sure, and the language was written with the lesson of interest. So we made sure that there's a shtah heter iska, as we're going to discuss, and therefore easily, really, sometimes very easy steps that a company could avoid in being over this serious iser of ribbis. Next, the Kitta teaches us if someone did stumble when he took ribbis, he has an obligation to return it. Now that's on a ribbis de oraisa. If it's a ribbis de rabbanan, now let's just explain. Ribbis de oraisa is usually what's called ribbis ktsutza, when there's already a stipulation from the beginning of the loan that I'm lending you this amount of money and I'm going to expect from you extra money back. That's a classical ribbis ktsutza, and that's a ribbis de oraisa. There are other cases we'll see in a moment where even after the loan took place, usually if the loan already took place and then something else is happening afterwards, usually there won't be a de oraisa, but not necessarily, as we'll see, there are exceptions. What the kids already points to is what's called ribbis mukdemas umuches, is either preceding the loan or after the loan, the after effects. So, if someone was over the Isser, the kitzur says, he's obligated to return it. We'll see later on in Sifa that technically speaking, a person could be moicha. Now, if a person didn't stipulate, like we said, at the time of the loan, so he lent the money into a certain amount of time, or even if he sold him an item with credit, and now at this point, the time of payment comes, so the guy says, the person that owes the money says, listen, please give me a little bit more time, and I'll give you extra money for that. Or even promises some benefit. The halacha is that that's going to be ribbis. And this could even be ribbis deraisa. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is because even though this is not the time of the loan, but now once the time of payment came up, and now the person is saying, listen, give me a little bit more time, and because of that time, I'm going to give you something. That's a problem, and it could be a ribbis d'oraisa. Now, even if the loive is giving with his own das, I mean, he's ready at the time of the payment to give him something, and the person, the malve, is not asking for it, Nevertheless, this is also going to be also. Now, generally speaking, that's not stipulated. So that will be what's called Ribis, a person that's called Ribis Darabana. That would be still be Yasser. And again, even though the Levi has, and I've seen it many times, the loan, the borrower is saying, listen, I just, don't worry about it. I just want to give it to you when I'm giving it to you as a present. Don't worry, it has nothing to do specifically with a loan. If it's clear that it's because of the loan and you wouldn't have done it otherwise, it's stop giving presents, that is a problem and you're not allowed to receive it. So as you said, an exception is if a person already took ribbis. So the malva now has to do tshuva. As we said, the malva has to return that ribbis. And now the loiva says, you know what, I'm moicha. That's when the malva can keep it. So again, if the loiva is giving at the time of ribbis something and he's saying, I'm giving it to you as a present, that doesn't help. But if a person already took ribbis, and he wants to do tshuva, and the Levi says, I'm being moichel, it's okay. It's good to see in the Shechonoch HaRav, it's not so much in Yerden Choshem Mishpat, but where he does write, it's of course precious, because he clarifies, big Yisoidus. So in Hichos Ribbis, Shechonoch HaRav writes this concept also and explains that when it comes to the Doraisa, if a person is doing tshuva, now the person is moichel, because this could happen sometimes, a person didn't realize, and he wrote, and in the contracts that they have in business, there was a ribbis shayla. It could be millions and millions of dollars. And what a test it is for the loiver, for the borrower who was charged to be meichel. So that's why it's important to make sure to do whenever you're getting into any deals, to make sure you are using a rav and avoiding any shaylas of ribbis. Now there's what's called ribbis mukdemas and mukhers, as we had mentioned. That means to say, what's an example of preceding ribbis? That means a person, Reuven, knows that he wants to borrow money from Shimon. So he sends him a present. Or I'll give you an example. Someone once asked me, so Nagia. And it's a beautiful saver. So Reisman wrote a saver on the Chos Ribbis in English, if anyone wants to review some of that. And here he writes actually this example. Someone wants to, the case that I was asked was a case where a person already had borrowed money, got a big, large sum to buy a house, and he wanted to give a really nice Mishloach Manos as we get closer to Purim. And but the halacha is that he's not allowed to. He can't give different than the size that he would have given if not for the loan. What an incredible test. Can you imagine? Now, here's a similar case. Let's say a guy is giving special Mishloach Manos. Why? Because he knows in 2 weeks after Purim, he's going to ask him for a loan. That's a problem. It's not the Raisa, but it's the Rabbanan. So that's as if he explained to him, is as if he was explicit that he wants to lend him, that he's giving this to him because he needs to borrow from him. That's a problem. Unbelievable. And the same thing would be ribis mucheres. Mucheres means where a person already borrowed, and then afterwards he sends him a special present. The halacha is that one should not receive such a present. If someone is lending money to his friend for a certain amount of time, now here, the reason why he's lending him money is, and he's stipulating that his friend will lend him back the same, and will lend him more money, or even the same money, but for a longer amount of time. That is ribis gomo, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, he discusses this, meaning the next case also, interesting, there's two opinions. It says like this, if a person is lending money with a stipulation, it's almanas, that his friend will also lend him the same amount of money for the same amount of time. On this, there's a machlik. If some say that it's still aser, it's still considered that you're doing something to me because I lent you. Others say that it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because at the end of the day, I'm lending you money, but you're doing the same exact thing for me. That's not considered ribbis. And the kitzur says one should be machmer. However, if they never stipulated, rather, he's lending him money back, meaning you lent him someone money, now he's lending you back money, even though he's only doing it because you lent him money, it's okay. But again, this case is talking about where, and this is what Shulchan Aruch Rav also says, where he's not lending you more money and he's not lending you for a longer amount of time, it's exactly the same type of loan. So in such a case, one could be lenient. And lastly, the malve has to be careful not to enjoy something of the borrower without his consent, so long as he has the money. Meaning, if I lend money to someone, I shouldn't use his bike without asking him, even though normally he's okay with me using his bike. And the idea is that since he's asking, he's enjoying, I'm enjoying his item without his rishus, It looks like I'm relying on the fact that I lent him money, and that's the reason why he's doing. I'm doing it. But in truth, the halacha is like this. But if I ask him, it's not a problem. If it's something anyway that I would use, however, it shouldn't be befareses. So one of the examples is living in someone's courtyard, or let's say in a house. A guy has a nice apartment in Yerushalayim, and usually would lend me. But now it looks like, and people know that it's because I'm lending him money that now I'm staying in his apartment in Yerushalayim. That is a problem. Have a beautiful day.